I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is a question as it relates to the trip, but not, we'll get back to the trip stuff here in just a minute. This relates to what is courtesy and what is allowed in courtesy. All right, so we've been gone since we missed four shows last week. So we've been gone 6 days from the building. Last week when I left the building, I had brought in, like a week and a half ago, some little like cheese and cracker things that just go in the fridge. Like pre-made little cheese and cracker things. Okay. Just trying to like be a little bit better about not buying stuff from there.
Charcuterie board? Or
no, dude, just like Ritz crackers. Okay. It's like adult Lunchable. Okay. Essentially. Yeah, it is that, but it's like, you know, they make it seem like you're not a kid.
Okay, so you left it in the building.
I had brought multiple because I was like eating them as snacks over the course of time. Last Friday, I meant to bring it home, or last Tuesday, sorry, when we left, I meant to bring it home and I forgot. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, no big deal. I left one in the fridge. And so today, coming into work, I knew I had that there. I'm like, great, I got a snack at work. Problem solved. To the fridge. Gone.
Wow.
Gone. And I want to be very, so the question I have for you,
was home, like a home, like you packaged
no,
it yourself?
No, it is in a like branded,
and somebody just took
Ritz
it.
Branded, and someone obviously just took it. So the question I have for you is what's the amount of time something is allowed to be in the fridge before it's fair game? Because I'll be honest, maybe two people in the entire building use that fridge for food. Yeah. It's three. Me, Speck, and Rob. I've never seen you or Drew or anyone else open that fridge, put food in it.
I have like
all
twice
the food in it is super
here,
other than like the big company stuff. So if we get like tacos delivered by like a company,
I've not
or
used that fridge.
30
once,
Hop
ever.
Brings us lunch because they're official lunch partner here at Cody and Gold. Yeah. Maybe 30 Hop brings some food. Maybe some ends up in there from a court thing. But this is clearly belongs to an individual. Is 6 days that I leave it in there too long for it to get snagged?
No, because here's the other thing. I don't know about you. I'm not grabbing somebody else's food for a variety of reasons outside of the fridge. Like that. That's why I asked if it was homemade or if it was prepackaged.
Prepackaged
is a little bit better. But like, no, you don't. If you know it's not yours, you don't take. This isn't like you're at your house. Like, look, I don't know about you, because I even growing up as a kid, I ran into this with my sisters. Like, and if your wife, if you had like a candy bar in the fridge. If it's in there for 3 days, my sisters probably took it by then, or
family,
I took it.
Yeah, family. It's a free for
all.
Yeah, little more of a free for all in the family department.
But at work, if you know whatever item it is not yours, what the hell are you grabbing it for? You know it's not yours. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, do you want to hunt this person down?
Somebody says the only. Down? Yeah, kind of. Someone says the only right answer is a week over in the text line. After a week, it's fair game.
People are guessing who it is. I don't think it's someone from the station. I really don't.
Again, I might have to go there after because I'll be hungry. 30 Hop is our Monday lunch partner here on Cody Gold. $5.99 classic burgers today. Go ahead.
Someone says fridge gets cleaned every Friday. Work rules. I wish that was our work rules.
Dude,
I wish, guys. Dude, I wish that does not happen.
This fridge could grow. Yes. It's always the big stuff. I'll say it's always like the big stuff. Like if we have catered food that shows up from like a great local company, right? And that stuff sits in there. That stuff it takes a little longer to get cleaned up. This is a prepackaged thing.
Did you put your name on it?
Clearly, I did not put a name on it.
I don't think you need to, but I just
wondering. On that case, it's not yours.
Right. Yeah.
This would always come down to me. They're like, did they know it was yours? Doesn't matter. And I don't think they knew it was mine.
Yours,
you know it's not yours.
Yeah.
You know you didn't have the little Ritz crackers and cheese.
Yeah.
Nobody put like we on out. This is another thing that I think is important. Our company is very good at this. When there's free food in the building available for grab, we get emails about it. We get big company emails from Joe downstairs, does an excellent job. Hey guys, free tacos. hey, there was some left over. Right. Put them in the fridge. Somebody brought by this. Somebody brought by a burger. They tell us when food is fair game.
Who do we think did this?
By the way, I mean, it could be the FM side, too. I can't speak.
I don't think it's actually someone from the station. I really don't. I think somebody on the other side maybe took it.
I agree.
I think, though, in general, yes. If it's clearly not yours, why are you taking it, no matter how long it was been in there? Now, if it'd been there and it was getting moldy for 3 weeks, well, then you might just throw it out and it's SOL on that one.
I went for it today, man. But 6 days.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. You should test this, though. Do you want to put another one in there?
I'll just be honest. It's not the first thing that's been taken from the fridge. I've had beverages also go missing.
Oh.
Jeez.
Sparkling waters have gone missing. And you know those don't belong to you. They don't belong to the
company. You think it's the FM side?
Do they have their own fridge over there? That's the only question I have. Does the FM side own their own fridge?
People are guessing Binker Carrington. I don't think either of them would grab the Packers.
FM side. We're on the FM now. It's kind of funny. Oh.
That's the music side.
We used to call it the FM side internally.
So what you should do for the drinks now is just use this one back here that we use for stuff for fan club.
No. Everyone's getting in that fridge. That one's even less safe than the main fridge.
You think so?
Yes.
Someone wants to know, why are you putting crackers in the fridge? They get soggy and moist.
No, it's a prepackaged thing that's meant to be in the fridge. They say to refrigerate it because
it's like
it has
one of those
cheese.
Lunchables is what you're saying.
You risk the cracker integrity because they're little crackers. They don't get it soggy. You risk the cracker integrity for the cheese integrity. That's why. I want the cheese. Mm-hmm. The cheese got to be cold.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You'd rather a soggy cracker than like warm cheese that's not melted enough. Mm-hmm. This is a fairly obvious.
Yeah, we do not have a fridge that resets every Friday.
That.
We don't.
If that were the case, completely different argument.
Yeah.
That fridge hasn't reset in 2 months. Mm-hmm. There's no reset out there.
I don't know.
I think this is what's crazy to me. Someone went over there who does not access that fridge regularly and just likes to occasionally check, see if there's anything good.
Well, they might access the fridge. You never know. Like, they might be accessing the fridge.
But they're not putting it
for
their own personal things, you know?
Yeah, well,
they just like look in there to see it. And if it's been, they think 48 hours is fair game.
Well, it's just sitting in there.
No one's using it. The last thing, because I've had a couple things go missing. The last couple times with the drinks, it was less than 4 days. So, like, I doubt that cheese and cracker thing made it. I mean, because you got to think Saturday and Sunday, nobody was here digging into the fridge.
No.
Not enough people in the building, right?
I still just don't get the overall concept of going. I wouldn't want to go in the work fridge and grab someone else's food.
No, exactly. Yeah.
I just wouldn't want to do that. That's just me being weird. But I wouldn't even want to grab somebody else's food.
Yeah.
I mean, there have also been stories at this point of people doing things to their food because they know that it is getting taken.
I know, but I don't think I can put laxative.
I don't think you can.
I don't think you're getting fired.
Yeah. Someone says Speck's got to get a better control on his employees. Profanity on the air, like last week when I dropped an F-bomb.
Someone says dust the fridge for Prince. Get every fingerprint off there.
Rich for Prince. Clean it. Like, wipe the whole thing down and then leave one.
Textline says, rumor has it Bink had the cheese with his beer tasting last week.
Damn.
Did you guys even drink beer on the air last week?
Bink had one. Yes.
No, Bink's not eating cheese and crackers.
He didn't have any food.
You're not eating cheese and crackers.
Somebody said 24 hours. That's crazy. That's way too short of a time. I should be allowed to, like, 24 hours, I could pack a lunch and then we're like, hey guys, let's all go get lunch. It's a workplace. Ah, and then I leave it. And I should be allowed to
now,
eat it the
you,
next day.
Do you set it in there? Do you have a bag? Do you have a container? Like, do you just literally just set it in there?
Does it need to be in a bag?
I think you shouldn't have to for people not to take it,
but you also should probably put your name on
it. You probably just can't just throw it in there. You probably need to have it marked or put in a bag or something.
I guess it's just like, I know, you know it doesn't belong to you.
I agree. But
you
I'm just saying, for your sake, I think you're better off. If you would have had that in a paper bag, I doubt that thing's missing.
I don't know, man. It's questionable.
Try it. Put one in a paper bag. Try it.
Someone
from the 913 said they took a coworker's Cheez-It bag like 15 minutes ago, ate half of it, and then realized it's been sitting in the same spot for a month. You're snitching on yourself.
Rig a Lunchable with a glitter.
Everyone is guessing. In the break, I'm going to go see if the music side has their own fridge. Because then we can limit the culprits to just us and KMBZ.
Cody's investigation.
And we bring in one person at a time. We turn the lights down and we put a spotlight in someone's face and we force them to answer questions about things that have gone missing in the
now,
fridge.
I think the only
it's
thing
a
here,
full interrogation.
The very fair question with this is you said it was crackers and cheese. Now, what type of cheese was it?
Cheddar, mozzarella, Havarti, cream cheese, Colby Jack. Did I say Gruyere? Blue. Swiss.
Which one was it? All of
it's
them?
It's got to be a basic
there's
one
two.
With crackers.
A cheddar?
Well, yeah, so
cheddar?
There's two different packs. One had Wheat Thins as the cracker and a Colby Jack cheddar combination. And the other one had a provolone cheddar combination and had a Ritz cracker. So I got them at Costco. They were nice, you know?
Well, I'm sure.
Nice little snack.
Nothing wrong with a little.
I was looking forward to
charcuterie-ish.
I didn't have any more in my fridge at home, I thought. But I was like, you know, I got one there. I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much.
Not some of that. We were just a wine tasting in California. They had nice little crackers
over there
and
with
cheese.
You, Cody. Nice.
You know?
Was that your favorite spot you stopped at? Was the winery?
Look, honestly, just chilling by the ocean and hearing the waves and stuff was just nice and relaxing. But no, I went to a wine tasting room the day before the wedding. And yeah, very nice people. Ended up talking. I was there much longer than I thought I was going to be there and bought a bottle or two, brought it back. And I don't know, maybe I'll bring it into fan club.
Did it make it safely?
It did.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. It was
you know, we
in
haven't
between
had
clothes.
Wine. We haven't had a wine
we haven't.
Fan club yeah. Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up a bottle, maybe. Actually, after this conversation, wine and cheese on Friday?
Wine and cheese on
little
Friday.
Little classy fan club Friday? What do you guys think?
Wine and cheese Friday.
I'll be Dr. Watson if you're home, and I'll go over there with you, Cody, to investigate during the break.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.